The second reading is from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylus, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others mocking said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and may we be guided this day and always by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You are here today. And you came by way of a Toyota. Or a Honda. Or a Volkswagen, or a Ford, or a Chrysler, or a BMW, or a Subaru, a Nissan. Poor American cars. Dodge? Chevrolet, of course. Of course. Although I bet the Toyota's one, but anyway. You came by way of one of these cars, or you came by way of your mom dragging you. Who says, yeah. The two Jonathans are like, yeah. Au contraire, mon frère. You came today by way of the Holy Spirit. Okay, those cars are nice. Well, a lot of them. I've been there. I understand. I got gifted with a beautiful car last year. Wasn't as good. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're not talking about cars. I'd love to. I should have came up with a car sermon. Bill would be like, yeah, let's do a car sermon. Today, we're talking about the fact that you were brought here this day, this moment in time, by the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. And you didn't think that the Holy Spirit was working. Truly, the Holy Spirit is at work all the time. Another absolute word by the Lord, all the time the Holy Spirit is working. St. Paul writes to us in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and my wife gave me some constructive criticism sometimes, and I appreciate it. Sometimes I get a little too excited up here, and because I want to share lots of good stuff, and I only have so much time to do so, and so I start talking too quickly, and I shared the word of the Lord very quickly, and you didn't hear a word of it. 1 Corinthians 2, as it is written, by the prophet Isaiah, this is Paul talking and saying Isaiah's words, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. My comment here, God has revealed all that He has in store for us by His Spirit. God has revealed through the Spirit. Paul goes on. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Only God truly knows God. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. The Holy Spirit is here to help you freely understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak. Believers, not in words taught to us by human wisdom, but in words taught to us by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. And Paul concludes his section here by saying, and we have the mind of Christ. The Spirit is teaching you and helping you understand and revealing God's truth to you. And part of that is that we have the mind of Christ. That is good stuff. The Holy Spirit is at work all the time. We understand things about God by His Spirit. Who's got a catechism? Who's opened their catechism in the last 30 days? Anyway, as you might remember from your catechism, the Holy Spirit calls us by the gospel, enlightens us with His gifts, sanctifies us, and keeps us in the true faith. Yes, you got it. It's not by our own reason or strength that we believe in Jesus our Lord. It is not by our own reason or strength that we come to Him. All of this is by the Holy Spirit at work all the time. The Holy Spirit is always revealing God's truths of His love for us. He is revealing Himself. He is revealing His will for us, what He wants to happen in our lives. He is revealing life that comes through Jesus the Savior, who died, who lived for us, and who lives forever for us. The Holy Spirit, then, is revealing life. The Holy Spirit is the very giver of life, both physical and spiritual, and it is forever as we are led by the Holy Spirit. You have your life, your breath, because of the Holy Spirit. I know you say God the Father, but the Holy Spirit's right there. And you have spiritual life because of the Holy Spirit. That seems to make sense. Everything you know about God, everything you believe about God. All of that is because of the Holy Spirit working all the time. And yet, many of us don't know quite what to say when it comes to talking about the Holy Spirit. We can understand the Father. We can understand the Son. Because of our humanness, we can relate to concepts of Father and of Son. But when it comes to Spirit, we have a little bit more trouble. Especially the Holy Spirit, the set aside perfect Spirit, the godly Spirit. And honestly, the Bible doesn't give us much help in picturing the Holy Spirit, Dr. Joel Lienbauer says. He goes on, or perhaps in a sense, the Bible gives us too much help. There are so many different and contrasting pictures of the Spirit in the Scriptures. You've seen the Spirit appear as a dove. The Spirit appears as, tongues of fire. We've got tongues of fire on the altar. And that's what we saw today in our reading in Acts. Tongues of fire came to rest upon their head as they were filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes in a loud rushing wind. The Holy Spirit comes in that quiet, still whisper. The Holy Spirit is hard to picture. Maybe, and maybe this will be your assignment for today, maybe we stop trying to picture the Holy Spirit. Maybe instead we just appreciate His work for us as the third person of the Trinity. Without this Holy Ghost, as we used to say, we wouldn't know the Father or the Son. Without the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't know anything about God. Without the Holy Spirit, we would not have the words when someone asks us what keeps us going forward. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit, it says in 1 Corinthians 12. The Spirit gives us strength. The Spirit gives us words, and the Spirit in the Word reveals Christ Himself to us. And that Word of God has rich meaning. In our reading today from John, Jesus says, "The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you." This is significant. The Spirit who came fully at Pentecost came fully to remind us of Jesus and His words, the hope that comes through Jesus, the life that comes through Jesus, the forgiveness that comes through Jesus, the healing that comes through Jesus. And I could keep naming things all day long, as you know I would if I could. But you won't let me. That's okay. The Holy Spirit says you got to have a certain amount of time in the Word, right? In the place of healing and rest. God's persistent love for the world was displayed magnificently on Pentecost when God fulfilled His promise to pour out His Spirit on all flesh. And thousands of people from many nations believe and were baptized and thus were saved from this crooked generation, Dr. Lienbauer continues to share. The Holy Spirit continues to work all the time and shows us that the Father loves us so much that He sent His Son. And we are even Christians because the Holy Spirit has worked faith in us. And He awakens that faith through the means of grace. through the Word, through the sacraments, giving power, giving life, giving forgiveness, giving faith. And the Spirit equips us for serving the church and serving in the world. Now, there's a clause here, right? You're waiting for the other shoe to drop. The Spirit does convict us. The Spirit does show us that we are sinful. And that's good that we know so that we can change. And as we are led by the Holy Spirit, then, we do change. But Jesus also says that the Spirit who will come, the Spirit who has come to you, is also our counselor, our paracletos, our helper, our advocate, one who goes forward for us, one who is always there, and one who will always share hope and restoration. Sometimes with tough words, many times, always with loving words. And so this helper, this advocate, this comforting counselor reminds us of the peace of God. That each of us does not have to be afraid of a time of judgment. Because we have the Lord. We don't have to let our hearts be troubled. The Lord is with us. The Lord wants to bless us with His love. And knowing this is from the counselor. And knowing that we have godly forgiveness is really all we need. Amen? And that gets me to the start of the sermon. That gets me to my main question for you today. Do you want your life to be better? I see some nods. If so, here's the chief answer for you. There's some people that speak about a better you, a prosperity message. You just got to work hard and you got to give to this ministry and give all your money to this ministry. And that's not the prosperity I'm talking to you about. If you want your life to be better, truly better, significantly better, tangibly better, then allow Him who is working all the time, the Holy Spirit, allow Him to work in you. I don't like to point my fingers, but I think so today. Let the Holy Spirit work in you. Listen to the Spirit. Be reminded of God's love for you through Jesus the Savior. Know that God, all three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God never neglects you. God never leaves you. He is always with you, and He is always giving you forgiveness and the comfort of the blessing of the forever saving, delivering, rescue that comes through Jesus. And all of this moves us. The Spirit moves us to have faith. The Spirit moves us to come to Him and even to bring us into church. Whatever kind of car you have. The Spirit moves us to praise. The Spirit moves us to be thankful. The Spirit moves us to be grateful. The Spirit moves us to be gracious. The Spirit moves us to be forgiven. The Spirit moves us to forgive. The Spirit moves us to serve in Jesus' name. The Spirit moves us to generosity, whatever kind of generosity that might be. Funds, time, gifts of love. The Spirit moves us to a different life. The Spirit moves us to a life of hope. The Spirit moves us to a life of forever. In other words, the Spirit moves us. The Spirit moves us in godly, saving ways. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace, love, grace, faith, and comfort, godly comfort, and godly power be yours as you are reminded by the Spirit of the blessings of Jesus sent by the Father. May all glory be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, forever and forever. Amen.